This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, Nico Collins, to extend or not to extend, that is the question. Devontae Smith just agreed on a three-year, $75 million extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. That includes $51 million guaranteed. We know Stephon Diggs is going to be a part of things. He's in the final year of his deal. Nico Collins is in the final year of his deal. Do you think the Texans should be actively looking to extend Nico Collins right now, or should they let it play out on the field and see what happens?
Yeah, I would let it play out because, if you're Nico Collins, would you accept the deal anything less than this? And I understand he hasn't had the years that Devontae Smith has had. He hasn't had the continued success. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl, all of that. But I would look at myself as either a number one or number two receiver, and Devontae Smith is certainly at bare minimum a number two receiver. So if I'm Nico, I don't know if I'm even negotiating much less than this, if less than this at all. So I would let it play out. I've thought all along one of the interesting parts about trading for Stephon Diggs and especially converting the contract the way that they did, making it essentially a one-year deal, and everybody's those two guys at least could be free agents after this year. It feels to me almost like a number one receiver tryout. I get that Stephon Diggs is your number one receiver coming in. I understand that. It's obvious. But I feel like that could change based off of how things go. Nico's development, Tank Dell's development, the chemistry with C.J. Stroud. It almost doesn't even matter who's the best. Who's going to be best with C.J. this year? And if Nico has the type of year this year that he had last year, I don't see why.
What if he doesn't, though?
Yeah, and if he doesn't.
And I don't think he has to match the stats because I think there's more targets with Diggs. But what if he doesn't?
Yeah. And
then
And if he doesn't, that makes the Texans all the more, that makes it even smarter to not do it, right? Because you would be paying him based off of last year, whereas if you wait until next year and he doesn't have the same type of year, you could take both pieces of data into consideration. And maybe the number is not as much. It would be smarter for him, probably, if you're going to look at it that way, right? If he doesn't have the same type of year, he should be itching to sign an extension. Or he could bet on himself, and the Texans themselves can actually get some more information on the dude.
At the starting point for me, if you're talking 3 years, $75 million, I just don't know how it gets much larger than that. That's my thing with Nico Collins. Nico Collins comes out and has another really good year. Let's say he produces at a similar rate. Is it really going to be that much more than 3 years, $75 million?
Yeah.
That's my thing. Do you pay? Because you're looking at Devontae Smith. He had 1,000 yards the last 2 years. He had 900 before that. He's played every game. He's missed one game in 3 years. Nico's missed 13, I think, and that's not counting the times where he limps off the field or leaves the game early like the Jets. So he's been more available. He's been productive. He's kind of had A.J. Brown on the other side of him the last 2 years. So much like Stephon Diggs, I don't think you just completely. But is there any scenario where Nico Collins prices himself out of the $20 million-ish range? What if he misses five more games this year?
Yeah, we're talking
get
20,
it for even cheaper.
This is $25 million. Yeah, so I wouldn't even want to have a discussion, honestly, if I'm the Texans. I get it for Nico's side, and shout out to Nico if he can get the bag. But if I'm the Texans, I'm letting this thing play out and seeing if I can have a little bit better of a leverage point. And to your point that you're making, can it get much better than that? Or a back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons or top 10 type of seasons for Nico Collins going to make him more than a $25 million a year player? I doubt it. So, I think it's better for the Texans to probably wait. unless they know something that we don't know.
On the text line, sticking with the wide receiver position, 2638 asks, do y'all think Mechie has a shot to realize the potential he had when we drafted him? Question mark.
I mean, not based off of last year, but if you take it all into consideration, you got to give him some kind of benefit of the doubt, right? Like the potential, you got to remember how bad of a dude he was at Alabama, right? And now he kind of just looks like a guy out there. So, I mean, I think this is a big year for him and kind of determining that. But no, it would be hard.
I think it's a big camp for him.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I don't know that he's a lock to make the roster.
That's a better way to put it. It's a big camp for him. And if he does make the roster, obviously it is a big year for him. But no, I don't think anybody past Noah Brown, the top three that we know and past Noah Brown, is a lock to make the roster, nor should they be.
Yeah, I would. It would not be the. It would not be the craziest thing to see Mechie not make this squad. I'm rooting for the guy, but it would not surprise me the very least.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the Texans... a week from tomorrow, they're going to be putting out their uniforms. They just put out a video on Twitter. It's about 15 minutes.
Dude.
Hyping up these uniforms.
I've been so over this for so long. So over.
Man, I look excited in that video too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just
They got them. My hair sticking up. I went right from the headphones there. They got my hair sticking up in the back.
I'm going to rock 6:30 mark. I ain't going to like. I don't want to be a hypocrite here because I'm not all that excited about it. But I'm going to rock the gear. I'm going to embrace it whenever the time comes. But the rollout, the anticipation, like.
You're not into it?
I'm not in. I really want to be. Y'all remember when we were bowling that time about a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
And they brought us in like one by one or by groups. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Man, I was into it. Into it. A year plus later, I'm like, man, let's just.
Just show the uniforms.
Just show the uniforms,
so
man.
People can react.
Let's just go. I'm more excited about the third helmet because I want that red helmet out there. And I want the red helmet
Wait,
out there
want
more.
What?
I want the red helmet out there more.
You breaking news or something?
And I want the...
Is there a red helmet?
I want the white helmet. I mean, we've had a... I'm not breaking no news. We've seen the red helmet the last 2 years.
Is there a white helmet?
The white helmet to go back to 2002.
Know. Yeah, I don't know, man. You're telling me something
I'm
I didn't know.
I'm just saying, I want them to do it. I want... More helmet options. But as far as the uniform,
Jets
man,
dropped
I'm
their uniforms today. I didn't really notice a difference.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I didn't notice a difference.
I saw people were like into them, but I didn't. I was like, okay, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's something about the football unis or when you stick with your same colors. Maybe there's something about that. When the colors don't really change, then it doesn't really do much for you. That's what's going on with the Jets for me.
It's a hell of a lot, man.
The Jets.
It's a hell of a lot. The uniforms, like, hell of a lot.
I don't know what it would take for me to, like, not rock the gear or to not, like, embrace it at all. But, man, the anticipation.
And there's a whole damn website right here, man. H-Town Made.
I do like the H-Town Made part, even though that's not necessarily... you know, indicative of all Houstonians. Not everybody here is H-Town Made per se, but I like it. You know, it works for me. I'm with it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think a lot of people setting themselves up for a little disappointment.
I mean, they doing a party and all of that, right?
Yes, yeah,
April 23rd.
Who's modeling them?
Man, they've been better off if they had me out there modeling. I'm 175 pounds with my wallet and my phone in my pocket.
Well, they've hyped the hell out of this, though. This is a lot of hype, man. I'm
embrace it after the fact.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm going to embrace it after the fact. It's just the buildup for me is going. You will see me in the gear once the gear is here.
Text line 5992. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube and Twitch, too. There's no way they aren't a disappointment with how much they've hyped these up.
Yeah, man, it goes kind of back to that principle of under-promising and over-delivering? Like, it should have just been those eye emojis the whole time about these uniforms. Maybe little nuggets here, little breadcrumbs here and there. But the fixation. I guess part of it had to do with them doing all of the market research, though, right? They want to talk to people, and so it was obviously going to get out there.
It's been
right?
going on for like 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, that is part of it, but... And it is hard to tell them, hey, don't hype this up if they're genuinely excited about it themselves. But...
Okay.
Yeah, man. Looking back, it's like, okay, let's just give it to them.
I mean, I hope everyone's pleased with what's going down.
I think everybody's going to embrace it eventually.
Okay.
I feel like most people are going to be like me. Pleased or not, like them or not, the Texans are on the upswing, right? You got C.J. Stroud. Like, how bad do a C.J. Stroud jersey have to look for you to not buy it? You know, how bad does a Will Anderson jersey have to look if you're truly excited about Will Anderson? How bad does it have to look for you to not buy it? So it is going to ultimately, and I think you've been on this too, Landry, like you're more focused on the team and them turning things around. Like the team itself being good is going to help the uniforms tremendously, whether they're good or bad.
Yeah.
You're going to put them on Tank Dell's little ass, and you're going to be like, man, that's Tank Dell.
Yeah, and that in their defense, when they started, they didn't have much going for them when they started this hype.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. So if the team was bad now, like, ooh, would we be super excited about this? Would we be rolling with this?
I don't know. Maybe in a sad, pitiful kind of way.
Because this might be a light.
I think so. Maybe
this might be a light.
Maybe in a sad, pitiful kind of way. Yeah.
So there was some controversy yesterday as the Rockets concluded their season. Boban.
Dude.
At the free throw line.
Fan favorite.
There's a promotion.
If you're a Clippers fan.
There's a promotion in L.A. where if you miss two free throws, if an opposing player misses two free throws, you get free Chick-fil-A. Boban missed the first. Crowd started cheering. He points to him and says, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. And he misses the free throw on purpose.
Yeah.
Slime ball.
Which I don't think took a lot.
Or not a slime ball.
Oh, man, not a slime ball at all.
That's a man of the people right there, man.
That is a man of that. That is not seeing the forest. Or that's not being in a situation where you're not seeing the forest for the trees. Like, you understand the larger picture, the larger goal, knocking down these free throws. Look, the Rockets was probably going to win that game. There was a chance that they could lose it. There was enough time in the game, and it wasn't that big of a lead. There was a chance they could lose it.
It's an 8-point lead, 444.
But they were not headed anywhere, okay? Their season had been decided. The Clippers are going where they're going, right? Like, they're going to be, you know, in the playoffs. So everything is pretty much decided at this point. Why not do something for the thousands of people in the building? What harm does it? And like I said, man, it doesn't really take a lot for Boban to miss a free throw. All he said was basically, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try to make it. That's good enough to miss it.
They ended up winning anyways. Finished the season 41-41. Coming up, have the Astros arrived? Is it time for the Astros to turn things around? We'll get into that. And speaking of turning things around, is there a scary scenario in which one of the threats to the Texans could strike fear into Texans fans? We'll discuss that next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.